Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
The Playmaker.
Hi, I'm Chloe, and this is The Playmaker from Tortoise. One story every day to make sense of the world of football. Today, how Blackburn Rovers has been winning awards and making a difference off the pitch. Blackburn is a town with industrial roots in Lancashire, just 21 miles from Manchester. In the past, it produced cotton, but cheaper foreign imports saw that industry go into sharp decline. Between 1950 and 1967, 65% of textile jobs had disappeared. Over the years, people from countries in South Asia, like India and Pakistan, came to work in the cotton mills. The 2011 census showed that over one-third of the population described themselves as Asian. And the town has had its fair share of problems with integration, an issue highlighted by the BBC's Panorama programme in 2018.
Any house in this area goes up for sale, it will, it's 100% that it'll be an Asian that buys it.
An article on this subject in the New Statesman says that over time, young people in Blackburn have lost their connection with South Asia and are no longer fluent in Urdu, Punjabi or Gujarati. But this has not always coincided with a strengthening of bonds to Britain.
In 2015, Dame Louise Casey was asked by the government to write a review into integration policy.
We are living with the consequences of not managing migration and immigration effectively. We've done a bit of it, but we haven't been on it to the degree that we need to do so. And I think we have a divided country.
What's all this got to do with football? Blackburn Rovers is trying to improve community cohesion by making the stadium more welcoming to those who have felt excluded. And on the 2nd of May, it became the first club in the UK to host Eid prayers on the pitch.
After a month of fasting, Eid prayers like Blackburn has never seen them before. Normally, Eid gatherings after Ramadan would take place in mosques across this town, in which more than a third of people describe themselves as Muslim.
The club said around 2,000 people attended. Its integration and development manager, Yasser Soufi, has coined the phrase, one town, one club, one community. He says the event shows the huge role football clubs everywhere can play in welcoming people from diverse backgrounds.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
What comes to mind when you think of Amber Heard? A liar? A survivor? A narcissist? The trial of Depp v. Heard was a global phenomenon, but I want to know, was it a fair fight? I'm Alexi Mostras, the host of Sweet Bobby and Hoaxed. In my new podcast, I'm investigating whether Amber Heard was the victim of an organised trolling campaign.
The entire series is now available to binge wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for Who Trolled Amber.
And it seems to be working too. Here are some who attended the prayers speaking to BBC Northwest Tonight.
Praying on the pitch is quite special, praying good, obviously at Ewood Park. And yeah, just great. I think it's just a great way to bring everyone together.
It's been absolutely beautiful, if I'm being honest. Quite emotional, but absolutely amazing.
Events like that seem to be encouraging people from the Muslim community to actually attend the matches. Yasir Sufi shared an email he'd received from a man who attended the prayers with his son. He said he'd be watching the team soon, and not just on TV either. Long-time supporters of the club are getting behind the drive for inclusion too. One Blackburn season ticket holder also said it was great to see Ewood Park looking more diverse than it had been in 25 years. And the work Yasir Sufi has done is getting noticed.
But which one takes the trophy? Sanjay, the winner, please.
And the winner of the EFL Diversity Award is Blackburn Rovers.
He spearheaded the Ewood Express initiative, a scheme which sees buses collect local children from deprived and diverse communities and gives them a chance to watch the match for just a few pounds. And there's a reason why this work is so important to Yasir Sufi.
From right at the top all the way down, everyone wants to make a difference within the communities we serve. I was a young South Asian kid who couldn't go to a football game until I was about 14, 15, mainly because my parents didn't think a football stadium was for me. Affordability, accessibility was a problem at the time. Ewood Express this season has brought over 2,500 kids from all communities, mainly diverse communities, to a football match. And the reactions say all. Some of those kids, when they're walking into the stadium for the first time, just that makes it worthwhile. So.
Yasir Sufi's success at Blackburn Rovers shows the huge influence football clubs can have over their local communities and how they can change things for the better. Thanks for listening to The Playmaker. Today's story was written by me, Chloe Beresford, and mixed by Imi Harper.
The Playmaker.
Hello, it's Tomini from Tortoise. We hope you enjoyed this podcast. To get ad-free and early access to all Tortoise podcasts, become a Tortoise member or subscribe to Tortoise Plus on Apple Podcasts. You'll be able to hear our brand new investigative shows before anyone else and get ad-free listening across our podcasts. Click subscribe on Tortoise Plus or become a member in the Tortoise app.